back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Tony D on SB Nation AM, thanks for joining us. Travis Kelce, tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us on the line. Joining us through the new Old Spice Beard Care Collection, designed to help guys achieve the soft, nourished, and sculpted beard of their dreams. The collection, which includes beard wash, beard conditioner, beard balm, and beard oil, available at Amazon.com. And he's doing this promotion also with his brother Jason of the Philadelphia Eagles. Travis, thanks for joining us on SB Nation AM.
I appreciate you having me.
All right, tell me a little bit about what you and Jason are doing as the bearded Old Spice guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, Old Spice is finally getting into the beardness. They launched their first new Old Spice beard collection, and I use it personally. Absolutely love it. Right now, I got the beard oil going, and my beard is softer than I could ever imagine.
All right, let's get to what you and your brother are also doing. Did you guys write a poem book? How did that work out?
Oh yeah, through Old Spice we got our own poem book. It's the new Old Spice Guys Grooming Guidance Guide for guys with beards and other poems.
That's fantastic.
You can check that out with Old Spice and probably on Amazon as well.
In terms of you and your brother growing up and in coming together and being both NFL players, how did that affect you? I mean, growing up with a guy that is a little older than you but has gone through the career, you've gone through the career. As you guys sit back and look at both where you guys have been, are you guys stronger as brothers because of it, or how is that working out?
Without a doubt. I mean, it gives you somebody to go through the ups and downs of life with, really, and that's what family's there for, right? So, I mean, even more so in when we're trying to push the same career, is that I've been able to see what he's done and kind of tweak it, and vice versa. He's been able to see what I've done and take it and turn it into something else. So it's cool to be able to feed off of somebody knowing that he's 2 years older than me and he's reached every single level before I have. So I've always had somebody to kind of go to in terms of guidance.
Travis, so this Kansas City team now is looking so much different than I've seen in the past. It's very electric. In terms of playing in it, what has been different for you in what you've done this year compared to years past with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback?
I just think the overall confidence of the team, playing together, playing as one, finishing not only plays and quarters and drives, but finishing games. And I think it's just something that the coaches have harped on all offseason, really just finish every single play for the guy next year. And sure enough, I mean, we added some key pieces. There's a lot of talent on the offense and defensive side of the ball right now, and I just I'm excited about where this thing could go.
When you watch a young quarterback like Patrick Mahomes come in his second year, now he's taking over the team. What do you notice as a veteran player in terms of what he needs at his position, in terms of confidence and the ability to guide that offense? What do you see in him that maybe we don't get to see?
I think what goes under the radar is how young he is and how confident he is in his reads, the defensive awareness, recognition. Where everybody is on the field, where he's going to go with the ball pre-snap, or have an idea of where he wants to go. I think those things are kind of going unnoticed, that he's really taken the lead by storm at such a young age.
What is it like to play in Kansas City in that very loud stadium at times? It's been, it's a very famous place in terms of its crowd and the enthusiasm that can have. It feels electric now. What's it like to be a Chief at Arrowhead Stadium?
Oh, man, it's the best. It is absolute best. We love the kingdom over here in Kansas City. It's I'll tell you what, it shocks you every single time you hear that crowd get loud for the first time. So that first defensive stop on Sunday against the Niners, that place was rocking. You couldn't even hear it. You couldn't even have a conversation with the guy next to you. It was nuts.
I have a brother. If my brother won a Super Bowl ring and I didn't have one yet, he'd rub it in a little bit. Are you getting that from Jason at all?
No, I just avoid all conversations with Jason until I get a Super Bowl ring, so I can stay away from any type of trash talk. Because all I had on him before he won that was that I beat him. last year in the beginning of the season, nothing about it. But he's a humble guy. He doesn't like to throw it in anybody's face. Most you'll see is what you saw in the parade. That was after a few beers.
Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs joining us. One final question. The game on Monday night against the Broncos, they have a very good defense. What do you expect from them in the game coming up?
I always expect the best out of the Broncos. I mean, their team is obviously, they won the Super Bowl not too long ago, still have a lot of the core guys that they won it with. Their defense is always top in the league. So, I mean, it's another huge challenge. A gotta-have win in the division. And, I'm excited to get out to Denver and go compete.
All right. Congratulations on the partnership with Old Spice. You and your brother are doing great. It's really fun. I really appreciate your time, Travis. Good luck down the road. That was Travis Kelce joining us on SB Nation AM. The game against on Monday against the Denver Broncos. The Broncos defense is still good, as he mentioned earlier. They're very good. I just think this Kansas City team is just
better.
So different. They're so better. Exactly. I can't stress it enough. I mean, listen, I covered the Broncos for 10 seasons, so I saw the Chiefs twice a year, and I've never seen the Chiefs look this sharp. This downfield sharp. And I've seen some good Chiefs teams. Don't get me wrong. I've seen some good Kansas City teams.
Yeah. And
I've seen some not so good Kansas City teams over the years, but I've seen some really good teams. Not like this.